ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
You may have heard of this guy, Matthew Riley. He's an Australian best-selling writer who famously started self-publishing when he couldn't get a book deal. And he is just amazing. He, however, is now in Los Angeles, not in Australia. So we're talking to him across the other side of the world. How are you, Matthew?
I'm very well, thanks, Cliff and Gabby. Nice to be here.
It's really nice to have you on. So I've been reading your stuff now for 20 years. And as a writer, you'll probably like this story, Matthew. I was introduced to your work by my grandma, of all people, and she handed me your book, Ice Station. It was about 1999, I think. She handed me Ice Station.
And
one thing that was so prevalent in that book and right up to One Impossible Labyrinth, your new book, is the pace at which you write. Like, no one's books, I think, move as fast as... Mm-hmm. as yours. Is that just your writing, or is your mind working as fast as your writing does? Because if it is working that hard, your mind, I feel sorry for it.
Yeah, mate, I drink a lot of coffee to keep up with that brain. I'm tapping away as fast as I can on my keyboard. I just like a fast story, you know, I always have, and even from iStation. I'm really glad to hear that it was your grandmother who put you onto the books. I hear it a lot. Guys, their mums, their grandmums, and their wives are often throwing books at them, trying to get guys reading. And iStation's got a great track record.
I also love, Matthew, that one of your books is actually being turned into a Netflix show. It's got Chris Hemsworth at the helm producing. It's called Interceptor, and his wife, Elsa Pataky, is going to be starring. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Interceptor is a script I wrote, and I directed it. And it's my first film directing, and Elsa, it's basically Die Hard with a woman with interceptor missiles,
yes.
And the bad guys fire 16 stolen Russian nukes at 16 American cities, and she's working at an interceptor base, and she has to shoot them down, and Elsa is just fantastic. She got ripped for this role. She, you know, she looks like Linda Hamilton in Terminator 2.
Wow.
And she's just dynamite. And so Chris is our executive producer, but it's Elsa's big return to movies. She took 10 years out of the game, and here I come along with this action movie script, and it's exactly what she wanted to do. It's bonkers fast, just like the books, and it'll be on Netflix. They're aiming for April next year.
So cool.
You've aimed very high. Mm. You've got Hollywood royalty there with Chris Hemsworth at the helm and his wife, like Gabby said, Elsa Pataky, like as your star. This is just fantastic to have, you know, such a high caliber of people working on something that, you know, is your baby. Like, what a thrill for you.
Mate, it's one of those things that I hadn't directed a movie before, but clearly I've been telling stories, you know, for 20 years. So I had a bit of credibility when it came to story, but nobody quite knew what I would do directing-wise. And as it turned out, you know, I write really fast books, and when it comes to movies, I just want to make really fast movies too.
Yeah. Is it true, though, you started writing really fast books? Because you're a Hollywood lover. Like, you own a DeLorean. So, you know, you're Back to the Future fan. But you're such a massive fan of those big blockbuster films and stuff. And I heard that you actually started writing because to produce those and make those movies costs millions and millions and millions of dollars. But to put them on page is practically free. Is that why you started doing what you do?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, the books have just got bigger and bigger, and I don't have to pay for it. I mean, I do a thing. I won't spoil it for my readers, but in One Impossible Labyrinth, I do a thing with an aircraft carrier, which I'm pretty sure nobody has ever done. And if you tried to do it in a film, that effect itself would cost you probably $2 million just to do that. So I have no budget for my books. And it's wonderful. And I think this is why books still actually, there's life in the old dog yet with books, because you can do that.
Yeah.
Make them as big as you like.
But how different is it writing a book compared to writing a movie script? Like, what kind of changes did you have to make in your process?
With Interceptor, I had to make it just a bit more contained. I couldn't travel around the world and go to multiple locations, because when you do that in a movie, it costs you a fortune. With a book, you know, like Labyrinth, that you can bounce around the world and it doesn't cost you a cent. beyond that, the actual action is the same.
Mm.
You don't hold yourself back. You just make sure you make it as wild as possible. And when you go to make the movie, you sit down with your producers and you say, well, how much does it cost to blow that up or have an interceptor missile shoot down a nuclear missile? And then they do the numbers and, let's be honest, that's their job. My job is to come up with, you know, action. That's what I do.
Beautiful.
Just make sure you got good stunt guys.
Like, as a guy who's been reading your work for 20 years, like, I've read all the Scarecrow stuff. I loved Contest. Like, all of your stuff is great. But to see it on the screen, I cannot wait. So keep an eye out on Netflix for Interceptor. One Impossible Labyrinth, Matthew Riley's new book. That is in good bookshops right now. Matthew, such a thrill to have you on the show, mate. Thank you so much for your time.
Mate, I'm so glad you've enjoyed the books for so long. Thank you for having me.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.